Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. And this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into some fascinating breakthroughs in AI research that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible with language models and multimodal systems.
From an on-device language model that outperforms GPT-4 in accuracy and latency, to a suite of reasoning generalists that's setting new standards in complex problem solving,
and studies challenging our assumptions about large language models' abilities to understand long contexts, it's clear the landscape of artificial intelligence is evolving rapidly.
Plus, we'll explore how the scale of models impacts their efficiency and effectiveness, shedding light on the bigger is not always better debate within the AI community.
It's an exciting time for AI research, with implications stretching across technology, society, and even our understanding of intelligence itself.
So let's dive in and explore these groundbreaking developments together.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
In the latest research titled Empowering On-Device Models for Function Calling, a groundbreaking method is introduced that significantly boosts the performance of on-device language models. This innovation not only surpasses the accuracy and speed of GPT-4, but also slashes the required context length by an impressive 95%.
That's quite a leap. For a bit of context, on-device models have traditionally lagged behind cloud-based giants like GPT-4 due to issues like high latency and lower accuracy. This has been a real stumbling block for deploying AI in privacy-sensitive or cost-constrained environments, but it sounds like this research could be a game-changer.
Exactly, Heather. The team managed to refine an on-device model, beefing it up to 2 billion parameters, which is no small feat for devices with limited processing power. By comparing it to Llama 7B equipped with a RAG-based function calling mechanism, they've achieved a 35-fold enhancement in latency.
And considering how critical low latency and high accuracy are for real-world applications, this development could really broaden the scope of where AI can be effectively deployed. We're talking about making smarter AI agents that can operate directly from your smartphone or IoT device without compromising user privacy or incurring hefty cloud service fees.
Precisely. The implications for edge computing are significant, opening up new avenues for AI's integration into everyday devices. This could mean everything from more responsive voice assistants on your phone to advanced processing capabilities in wearable tech, all without needing to constantly call back to a data center.
It's an exciting step forward, suggesting we're getting closer to truly ubiquitous AI that's both powerful and accessible across various devices.
Eurus stands out as this next leap in large language models, or LLMs, specifically designed to push the envelope in reasoning tasks. By leveraging the power of two foundational models, Mistral 7B and CodeLlama 70B, Eurus has set new benchmarks across a variety of domains like mathematics, code generation, and logical reasoning.
What's particularly fascinating about Eurus is how it surpasses GPT 3.5 Turbo across 12 tests covering 5 different tasks. With a 33.3% accuracy on LeetCode and 32.6% on Theorem QA, it's not just inching ahead. It's leaping beyond existing open source models by more than 13.3%.
Right, Heather. And a big part of that success comes from something called Ultra Interact. It's a curated dataset crafted for complex reasoning tasks. Unlike traditional datasets that focus on one-off answers, Ultra Interact includes preference trees with diverse planning strategies and multi-turn interactions. This allows for a richer understanding of how to approach and solve complex problems.
Delving into those preference trees reveals an interesting insight. Not all established preference learning algorithms cut it when it comes to reasoning tasks. This prompted the Eurus team to develop a new reward modeling objective that seems to resonate well with the unique demands of reasoning tasks.
Exactly. And this isn't just an academic exercise. The real-world applications are vast. From improving code generation tools to enhancing tools for mathematicians or even developing more sophisticated AI assistants capable of logical reasoning, the implications are significant.
It certainly sets a high bar for what's expected in future LLMs dedicated to specific types of cognitive tasks like reasoning. It'll be interesting to see how this influences both research directions and practical applications moving forward.
Let's dive into a recent study introducing LICON Bench, a specialized benchmark designed to test large language models, or LLMs, on their ability to handle long sequences of text. Traditional evaluations have used metrics like perplexity and focused on shorter tasks. However, this benchmark pushes the boundary by assessing how well these models perform in extreme label classification tasks with sequences ranging from 2,000 to 50,000 tokens.
That sounds like a significant leap from the usual tests. By extreme label classification, we're looking at tasks that require the model to choose from a wide range of possible labels, anywhere from 28 to 174 classes. This means the models need to understand and consider the entire input, which is quite a challenge given the length of these inputs.
Exactly, Heather. The findings are pretty revealing. When evaluated across 13 long-context LLMs, performance was relatively strong up until the 20,000 token mark. Beyond that, most models saw a significant drop in their ability to make correct predictions, with GPT-4 being an exception here.
So it seems like there's still a considerable gap in these models' capabilities when it comes to processing and understanding longer texts. I find it interesting that these models tend to favor labels appearing towards the end of the sequence. It suggests they're struggling with managing and integrating information over such long stretches.
And that's precisely where LICON Bench aims to make a difference by offering a more nuanced and challenging evaluation framework for future developments in LLMs. It's not just about handling longer texts, but improving how these models reason over complex information distributed across those lengths.
It's clear then that while progress has been made, LLMs have some way to go in truly mastering long context understanding and reasoning, an essential step if we're aiming for truly intelligent systems capable of handling real-world scenarios where context can be extensive and nuanced.
Absolutely, and LICON Bench could be the key tool for guiding that next leap forward in AI research, making sure we're developing models not just for impressive token counts, but for deep, effective comprehension over those vast expanses of data. The latest paper we're looking at is all about training multimodal foundation models using the LLAVA framework and a new large language model family called Gemma. These models, which they've named LLAVA Gemma, are especially interesting because they're exploring how to build effective small-scale models with a 2 billion parameter version of Gemma.
Right. And what's intriguing here is their approach to testing the effects of tweaking certain design features like pre-training connectors, beefing up the image processing component, and expanding the size of the language model. It's a bit like fine-tuning a recipe to see what makes these AI systems perform better across different tasks.
Exactly, Heather. But despite these adjustments, it seems the LLAVA Gemma models aren't exactly breaking new ground. They show moderate performance improvements, but don't outdo current state-of-the-art models of similar size. The findings are pretty nuanced. Skipping pre-training can lower performance, larger vision backbones might boost it in some cases, and making the language model bigger doesn't always help.
That's a valuable insight for those in AI development. It suggests there's a complex interplay between these components that doesn't always result in straightforward improvements. On the plus side, they've made their training recipes, code, and model weights public. This openness could help other researchers experiment further and maybe unlock new potential in multimodal foundation models.
Definitely. While LLAVA Gemma might not be setting new records, sharing their work openly invites collaboration and could lead to breakthroughs down the line. For practitioners looking to experiment with MMFMs or integrate similar technologies into applications, this represents an accessible entry point with plenty of room for innovation. In the latest study titled Scaling Properties of Latent Diffusion Models, researchers take a deep dive into how the size of latent diffusion models, or LDMs, affects their ability to generate images from text descriptions efficiently. Essentially, they're looking at whether bigger models are always better, or if there's a sweet spot that balances size and performance.
That's quite intriguing, Jacob. So if I understand correctly, they're challenging the common assumption in AI that larger models generally produce superior results. By focusing on sampling efficiency, they aim to find out how these models perform under different sizes when converting text to images.
Exactly, Heather. And what they found is pretty surprising. Contrary to what many might expect, smaller LDMs often outperform the larger ones in terms of generating high-quality images when both are given the same amount of computational resources to work with.
That sounds like a significant finding for anyone working with generative AI. It implies that instead of pushing for larger and more computationally expensive models, developers might achieve better results by optimizing model size based on their specific inference budgets.
Right. And beyond just comparing model sizes, this research goes further by applying their findings across different tasks and evaluation metrics. They looked at various diffusion samplers, explored different applications beyond just text-to-image generation, and even evaluated the performance of post-distillation models, which are essentially streamlined versions of original models designed for efficiency.
The implications here could be quite broad, then, from reducing computational costs to making advanced AI tools more accessible for applications with limited resources, like mobile apps or embedded systems. This study sheds light on new scaling strategies for improving the generative capabilities of LDMs within constrained environments.
Absolutely. It's a call to rethink how we approach model scaling in generative AI projects, focusing not just on making models bigger, but smarter and more efficient within the bounds of what's practically achievable given our resources. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.